Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday, nearly 100 others wounded in a bombing. One of the state-run news agencies quoting the governor of Gaziantep province is saying the blast was due to a terror attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which the deputy prime minister said appeared to be a suicide bombing. Other officials speculated on involvement of Kurdish rebels or Islamic State militants. Blast occurred in an area where three explosions in recent days have been linked by the Ankara government to rebels from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44 people. Another bombing killed 40 people in Ankara in March. Country still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. The attack came as Turkey's prime minister announced that his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next few months to prevent the country from being divided. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, the prime minister said the bloodshed needs to stop. He said babies, children, innocent people should not die. He also said that Syria's President Bashar al-Assad had no role in Syria's future. Turkish leader did express concern about the ethnic divides created by the five-year-old civil war, where Kurdish groups have carved out their own regions and occasionally fight with Syria's Arab majority. On Thursday, Syria's Air Force for the first time began bombing Kurdish fighters in a city where Kurds and Syrian government forces have loosely worked together. This is VOA News.